Chapter 53, The Sanctuary. The scripture which above all others had been both the foundation and central pillar of the Advent faith was the declaration, unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. Daniel 8, verse 14. These had been familiar words to all believers in the Lord's soon coming. By the lips of thousands was this prophecy joyfully repeated as the watchword of their faith. All felt that upon the events therein brought to view depended their brightest expectations and most cherished hopes. These prophetic days had been shown to terminate in the autumn of 1844. In common with the rest of the Christian world, Adventists then held that the earth, or some portion of it, was the sanctuary, and that the cleansing of the sanctuary was the purification of the earth by the fires of the last great day. This, they understood, would take place at the second coming of Christ, hence the conclusion that Christ would return to the earth in 1844. But the appointed time came and the Lord did not appear. The believers knew that God's word could not fail. Their interpretation of the prophecy must be at fault, but where was the mistake? Many rashly cut the knot of difficulty by denying that the 2,300 days ended in 1844. No reason could be given for this position, except that Christ had not come at the time of expectation. They argued that if the prophetic days had ended in 1844, Christ would then have come to cleanse the sanctuary by the purification of the earth by fire, and that since he had not come, the days could not have ended. Though the majority of Adventists abandoned their former reckoning of the prophetic periods, and consequently denied the correctness of the movement based thereon, a few were unwilling to renounce points of faith and experience that were sustained by the Scriptures and by the special witness of the Spirit of God. They believed that they had adopted sound principles of interpretation in their study of the Scriptures, and that it was their duty to hold fast the truths already gained and to still pursue the same course of biblical research. With earnest prayer, they reviewed their position and studied the Scriptures to discover their mistake. As they could see no error in their explanation of the prophetic periods, they were led to examine more closely the subject of the sanctuary. The Earthly and Heavenly Sanctuaries. In their investigation, they learned that the earthly sanctuary, built by Moses at the command of God according to the pattern shown him in the Mount, was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices, that its two holy places were patterns of things in the heavens, that Christ, our great high priest, is a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched, and not man, that Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 9 and 23, chapter 8, verse 2, and chapter 9, verse 24. The sanctuary in heaven in which Jesus ministers in our behalf is the great original, of which the sanctuary built by Moses was a copy. As the sanctuary on earth had two apartments, the holy and the most holy, so there are two holy places in the sanctuary in heaven. And the ark containing the law of God, the altar of incense, and other instruments of service found in the sanctuary below, have also their counterpart in the sanctuary above. In holy vision, the Apostle John was permitted to enter heaven, and he there beheld the candlestick and the altar of incense, and as the temple of God was opened, he beheld also the ark of his testament. Revelation chapter 4, verse 5, chapter 8, verse 3, in chapter 11, verse 19. Those who were seeking for the truth found indisputable proof of the existence of a sanctuary in heaven. Moses made the earthly sanctuary after a pattern which was shown him. Paul declared that that pattern was the true sanctuary which is in heaven. Hebrews 8, verses 2 and 5. John testified that he saw it in heaven. At the termination of the 2,300 days in 1844, no sanctuary had existed on earth for many centuries. Therefore, the sanctuary in heaven must be the one brought to view in the declaration, unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. But how could the sanctuary in heaven need cleansing? Turning again to the scriptures, the students of prophecy learned that the cleansing was not a removal of physical impurities, for it was to be accomplished with blood, and therefore must be a cleansing from sin. Thus says the apostle, "It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, the blood of animals, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these, even the precious blood of Christ." Hebrews 9, verse 23. To obtain a further knowledge of the cleansing to which the prophecy points, it was necessary to understand the ministration of the heavenly sanctuary. This could be learned only from the ministration of the earthly sanctuary, for Paul declares that the priests who officiated there served unto the example and shadow of heavenly things. Hebrews 8, verse 5. The cleansing of the sanctuary. As the sins of the people were anciently transferred in figure to the earthly sanctuary by the blood of the sin offering, so our sins are, in fact, transferred to the heavenly sanctuary by the blood of Christ. And as the typical cleansing of the earthly was accomplished by the removal of the sins by which it had been polluted, so the actual cleansing of the heavenly is to be accomplished by the removal or blotting out of the sins which are there recorded. This necessitates an examination of the books of record to determine who, through repentance of sin and faith in Christ, are entitled to the benefits of his atonement. The cleansing of the sanctuary, therefore, involves a work of investigative judgment. This work must be performed prior to the coming of Christ to redeem his people, for when he comes, his reward is with him to give to every man according to his works. Revelation 22, verse 12. Thus those who followed in the advancing light of the prophetic word saw that instead of coming to the earth at the termination of the 2300 days in 1844, Christ then entered the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary into the presence of God to perform the closing work of atonement, preparatory to his coming.